As we come together, as the song says, to come share the Lord together, we take, as is the custom handed down for 2,000 years from the early church, as we come together from week to week to take of this bread representing our Savior's body that was broken for us, and take of this cup that represents the blood that he shed during the tortures that he endured for us up into the crucifixion on the cross and his death. And all of these things, and that is the mechanics of what we do. But that doesn't explain really why we do. We come together on these days, on this first day of the week, to remember all of these things. And we do that because this was the day he was risen. As we read in Luke 24, on the first day of the week at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared, and they found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And they were perplexed about this. And we read in Matthew's account that there was a question about from Mary of Magdala, who asked the person who she believed to be a gardener there, "Where have you taken the body of our Lord?" And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, 'Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen.' And they told them to remember what Jesus had told them. How he had told them. Multiple occasions, giving them warning that Jesus would be delivered to the Gentiles to be put to death, and on the third day to be resurrected. And so these women went back to the apostles and the others who were gathered together and related all these things to them. And these people who were gathered together had a choice to make, whether to believe the voice of these women or to not. Those two paths that we talked about this morning. There were a number of them that ran to the tomb who trusted their word, apparently, but wanted to confirm for their own that these things were true. Peter among them. There were two others, as we continue in Luke's relation of this, that took a little more convincing. And they had left this gathering of disciples, the apostles and other disciples. And they were going to this village named Emmaus. And that was about 7 miles from Jerusalem, as we read. And they, too, were perplexed about all these things. And they were walking along And on their path, who but Jesus joins them on their journey? And they did not recognize him. We talked about that path, those paths that we choose. And we see the paths and we recognize that there are decision points to be made from day to day and hour to hour in our own lives of whether we are going to follow along the path that leads to home or the one that takes us to destruction. They did not recognize him. Even while we are walking on the path, if our hearts are not in the right place, we may not recognize Jesus. And he, that is Jesus, said to them, "O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe all the prophets have spoken. Wasn't it necessary that Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?" And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. From the beginning of time, God had a plan. From the beginning of time, from that time forward, God was busy putting things into motion, setting the paths of his own so that would lead to the redemption of those who would call on his name. All the prophets, even Moses himself, the lawgiver and the prophets, spoke of this one who was to come, who was to be Messiah, who was to be the anointed one, who was, even though a king, to be the king, his life, he would be killed. But if he were just to be killed, we wouldn't be here today. We're here today because the prophets also prophesied, and it was fulfilled in Jesus, that he would be resurrected. And so we take of this bread, remembering his body that was broken for us. We take of this cup, remembering the terrible sacrifice that God made, that we, when we have sinned, he went to that cross for us. It was we who killed him. But through his blood, through the burial and resurrection of baptism, we have forgiveness for that. And so we take of this now, Casey, and remembering what he has done for us. Would you pray with me, please?